RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. Bet Sweats presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser and Kate Constable here with you. We got lightning bets coming up at the end of the show. We got Monday Night Football, which we're going to break down. We got a full week of bowl season that we'll dive into also. But we're going to continue talking college football here on the program. We're breaking down the first two playoff quarterfinal games that we're going to have, which should be a really good one. Bama and Indiana in the Rose Bowl. Indiana favored by 7. Then you're going to have Miami and Georgia in the Cotton Bowl, which should be, Miami and Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, which should be a lot of fun. Then we're going to get into the next two quarterfinal games where you're going to have Oregon and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. And Kate, you know, I thought all things considered, JMU put up a really good fight against Oregon. You know, that was such a big talking point, is you have these group of five teams in the college football playoff, and the score really wasn't as close as kind of the box score indicated. Like, Oregon blew them out. If they kept their foot on the gas, they probably could have won that game by 40 points or so. But JMU scored 34 points on the road. They as a team, their offense, they gained, I believe it was 500 yards. Yeah, 509 yards of total offense. They were 4-for-4 on fourth down. They didn't turn the ball over at all. They had 35 minutes of time in possession. So they held their own. I mean, they showed up. They covered the spread, which was very significant to some, myself included, as somebody who laid it with Oregon, which was just absolutely brutal.
I did too, PJ. It was awful. Brutal. That was my biggest bet of the day too. I was so pissed.
Kate, I had the Packers and I had Oregon, I had to watch those two results 30 seconds apart. I was so mad at Ben Johnson for not going for two after they scored that touchdown. Did you?
I thought he would have.
You know, in that wind, yeah. And I tell you what, the MVP of that game was Cairo Santos, because they don't have the opportunity to tie that game or win it without him. And those field goals that he was hitting in that win, the first one where he had to play it off to the right and it had to curve back, it looked like one of my tee shots, you know? That was terrific. So Santos was great. I understand trusting him in that spot if you're Ben Johnson, because probably if he like had missed an extra point or missed a field goal, you probably go for it. But I mean, it's just like, that's what Ben Johnson does. That's what Dan Campbell does. Yeah. Like, that's what's in their DNA, is going for it. So I had Packers +1.5. And even when the Bears scored a touchdown, I'm like, all right, I'm still good. They're going to go for two. Regardless of what happens, I'm still a winner. And then I see Santos trot out there and I'm like, Kate, I'm cooked. Packers +1.5. It's dead. And then like you, I had Oregon and it was just miserable.
It was brutal. I tweeted after the game, like, I can stomach the Oregon non-cover because the Bears won. And I didn't even have any money on the Bears game on a side, but like, just being a Bears, like, I'll take that win for Chicago. But if I were on the other side in terms of betting the Packers with you, PJ, that is a gut punch. Because you're right. Most days, I feel like Ben Johnson would have gone for two there. And to go for the field goal when the win conditions were what they were. I mean, that's why Cairo Santos got the very first game ball in the locker room after the game. Like, that was near impossible kicking conditions for both teams. So that sucks. That to lose both of those within, like you said, minutes of each other is just brutal.
Kate, you know what the worst part is? Mm-hmm. Is every time, like, you're in the situation where you bet on a team like JMU, like, my team would never come back like that and cover the spread. It would never happen,
right.
You know?
Right.
But because I'm on Oregon, even when they're up 48-13, and they're driving, by the way, you know, like, they have, like, a third and goal at the 12. There's just a part of me that's just like, I don't know. Let's just, like, you know, run the ball, get some more stops on defense. Like, let's score another tie. And then I'm just watching JMU just hang around and keep it close. And I'm not sure how many people know, but it was 51-27. JMU actually started the possession with 2.5 minutes to go on their own 1 yard line. They went 99 yards to cover that spread. They had a first and goal at like the 16 yard line. It was just like,
I didn't realize they were on their 1 yard line. I looked up I had my eyes on the Bears game that I was watching the game cast on the ESPN app on my phone. And I just saw that James Madison was in the red zone with like a minute left and they were about to punch it in. I didn't realize it came from the 1 yard line. Oh, that's a terrible loss.
Can I be honest? When I saw that they were starting the possession at the one, I knew we were cooked. I'm like, this is like, you just know, you know, they're going to go 99 yards. It would almost make me feel better if they started the drive on like the Oregon 30 yard line. When I saw that they had to go, like, of course they're going to go 99 yards because why wouldn't they? It's college football.
Why would they not?
That was brutal. But obviously Oregon gets the win, even though they don't cover the spread. They score 51 points in the process. The offense looks really, really good. Dante Moore looks terrific. And now they take on Texas Tech, which is the game that a lot of us thought we were going to get and that I'm really excited for because it's pretty much a pick 'em, Kate. I mean, Oregon is a slight favorite. They're -1.5, but they're -115 on the money line. The total is 52.5. And that's immediately where I go is the total. I think it's way too high at 52.5. We've seen Oregon this year when they've played against really good defenses. When they played against your Hawkeyes, that was a low-scoring game. When they played against Indiana, they only scored 20 points. When they played against Penn State, their offense struggled for much of that game. So now they're going up against, we talked about earlier, Ohio State's got the best defense in the country. I think Texas Tech is the second best. That defensive line is so good. They have one of the best linebackers in college football in Jacob Rodriguez. And on the flip side, you know, I don't think Texas Tech has faced a defense with as many good players as Oregon. So I think this is an under game. I like under 52.5. That was immediately my first bet in the game. But what are your thoughts on Oregon and Texas Tech?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, PJ, because this Texas Tech defense is going to be really good to all the points you made. But one of the strengths of that defense is shutting down opposing rushing attacks. And as good as Dante Moore is in the passing game, like, this Oregon team runs the ball a lot. And so if that aspect is shut down, it's going to be tougher for Oregon to score. It's also, I mean, with Oregon running the ball quite a bit, third in both EPA per rush and rushing success rate on the season, like, that just milks the clock more. That makes it, I mean, when teams keep the ball on the ground, you're looking at lower scoring games all around. And I mean, you could look at the box score and say, okay, yeah, James Madison put up a boatload of yards. They scored 34 points on Oregon. Like, of course, Texas Tech is probably going to, you know, if James Madison can put up 34, Texas Tech's going to put up 50. I mean, that game was garbage time in the second quarter for Oregon, James Madison, where you kind of saw Oregon, especially late in the game, take their foot off the gas. That's not going to happen whatsoever. So I am right there with you. Before I would play a side, because this is essentially a coin flip game, I would look at the under. I think that's way too high at 50.5.
I do too. I was surprised. It opened at 53.5 and it dropped down to 52.5. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some more movement. Again, that game kicks off on New Year's Day, so we do have some more time. I think as we get closer to kick, that number is probably going to go down. So I'd probably bet it now at 52.5. As for the game, you know, when the bracket came out, Kate, I initially liked Texas Tech, and I still lean that way. I am worried, though, about Dante Moore. I think he's the best quarterback in the country. If I was an NFL GM and I needed a quarterback, he would be my first pick. I'd take him over Mendoza and Ty Simpson. I think he's really, really good. Oregon's got really solid receivers. They got a good defense as well. The one weakness of their defense is their secondary. I just don't know if Texas Tech can really exploit that. The strength of their offense is their running game with Cameron Dickey. Baron Morton can run it a little bit as well. But that's really, to me, is where the game's going to be decided, is Texas Tech's passing game against Oregon's passing defense, because that's how Indiana beat them. It was with Mendoza and those receivers. So Morton's going to have to step up and make some plays. I'm going to take Texas Tech, though, to win the game, Kate. I mean, I just don't think we're giving this team enough credit. Like, people don't realize when Morton has played this year for Texas Tech, when their starting quarterback has played, they have covered every spread and they have won every game by at least 22 points. I understand the Big 12 is not nearly as good as the Big 10 is, but there's something to be said about not only like winning every game that you play, but dominating in every game that you play. I think that speaks to how good their defense is and how nobody can score on them, and that their offense just runs it up and that they can score from anywhere on the field. So I still think we're undervaluing Texas Tech a little bit. I think if they played in the SEC, the Big Ten, if people got a chance to watch them more, if they didn't have this Big 12 stigma around them, they'd probably be the favorite in this game. I think they're the real deal. I still think we're undervaluing them. It's going to be an awesome game, Kate, but if you had to make me choose, I would take Texas Tech.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, that could end up being one of the best games of the quarterfinals with the spread being as tight as it is. I think a lot of people will look towards the Big 12 angle for Texas Tech and say, okay, who have they really played? But like you mentioned, they have destroyed most teams that's come in their way this season. I don't have a play on the side in that one, PJ. I think it could go either way. Again, under would be my play there. And then Georgia Ole Miss, that's the only other game we haven't talked about. Like, is this Ole Miss a team of destiny where they're just going to go and go and go and go and shove it to Lane Kiffin for leaving them? I mean, if you beat Georgia, that's a massive win. They're 6.5-point underdogs against Georgia. And I think that Georgia's defense has only gotten better as the season's gone on. Obviously, Kirby Smart's been in these positions before, so they have a little bit more experience over some of these Ole Miss players. But I wonder if Ole Miss is just kind of that team this postseason.
I know. That's what scares me. You know, when these two teams, Kate, played in Athens earlier in the year, Georgia was a 7.5-point favorite at home. Now we're getting them at this. Now we're getting at this point in the season, and Georgia's a 7-point favorite on a neutral. Now Kiffin's gone, as we all know, and I think if you look at where those teams were then to where they are now, Georgia has definitely improved, especially on defense. Yeah. Like the defense that Ole Miss played back in Athens is not the same one that they're going to get in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. Georgia's defense has just made so many strides, and it's a credit to Kirby Smart. And they've obviously just been in these games. You know, I think, Kate, like a lot of times it's not talked about enough, the experience that a guy like Kirby Smart has knowing how to prepare his teams for this weird layoff and all this extended time and making sure they're ready to go, as opposed to a guy like Pete Golding, who, again, like he was with Alabama as their defensive coordinator. He's no stranger to kind of this setting, but it's just a completely different game when you're the head coach and you're in control of everything. I think Georgia wins. My favorite play would probably be like teasing Georgia down, you know, betting Georgia in a money line parlay at minus 275, maybe pairing them with some other NFL game on the board. We were talking about like the Lions on Christmas Day as a 5.5 point favorite. I think the Lions would be a good teaser. I'm looking at some of these NFL games, like the Bengals are a 7 point favorite at home against the Cardinals. Like, you know, I think teasing Georgia with one of those other NFL games, probably my favorite way to bet it. I just like, I don't know if I want to lay 7. And like you, Kate, I get a little nervous that maybe just Ole Miss is like this team of destiny. You know, like they lose Kiffin, he leaves, they become this awesome underdog story that everybody's rooting for. They knock off Georgia, knock off Ohio State. I mean, it's just like, it's kind of written for them to make something like magical happen. So Ole Miss does scare me a little bit. Georgia's better. They should win. But, you know, it's tough to beat a team two times. We saw that when Alabama played Georgia. It didn't go too well for them. And this is the second meeting between these two teams. Ole Miss should have beaten them the first game. They were pretty much winning the whole game. Their offense was great. They were winning in the fourth quarter. And then Georgia just came back and beat them. So it's going to be a fun one. I think a lot of people probably feel like Georgia's just going to kill them. I think Ole Miss is going to keep it closer than people think. But, yeah, I would probably just side with Georgia in like a money line parlay, something like that.
What about this total is the highest of the four, 55.5. I trust both offenses. I trust Georgia's defense. I don't exactly trust Ole Miss's defense to fully slow down Georgia. Like, could this be one of, we've had a lot of unders so far. Could this be one of the over games? And maybe rightly so, being the total is, I mean, actually looking at the screen right now, up to 56.5 on BetMGM.
So, Kate, I always like looking in certain games for, like, is a side and a total correlated, right? Like, if you bet this team, does that mean it's going to be an under game or an over game? I think if you like Ole Miss, you got to bet the over. I think that's a dead-on, like, correlation, you know? Because, again, Georgia's defense has been so good as of late that if their defense is that good, I just don't think Ole Miss is going to be able to keep it close in, like, a 24-20 type game. I think if Ole Miss covers, it's like 35-31. Or if they win outright, it's like 34-30. You know, it's like one of those games. Yeah. Like, we get a game in the 30s. I think that's Ole Miss's pass for success because they are an awesome offensive team. And that's the way that they are 12-1 on the season. It's not because of their defense, because of their offense. So, yeah, I haven't bet the total, but if you like Ole Miss, I think you just parlay it with over 56.5. And that's the way that I would bet the game. We'll talk national championship futures in college football and maybe dive into some NFL futures as well. Bet Sweats, PJ Glasser, Kate Compton.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.